Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 32, Symptoms of Continuous Ecstasy. The continuous ecstasy of love can remain like a powerful king, subduing all temporary manifestations of love, as well as any opposing elements of anger. It can be exhibited directly or indirectly, and thus ecstatic love can be described as direct or indirect. The symptoms of ecstatic love are possible only when one is fully situated in a transcendental position. Direct ecstatic love can be divided into two groups, namely selfish and selfless. When non-contradictory symptoms of ecstatic love are distinctly manifest, any contradictory symptoms create a sense of abomination. Contradictory ecstatic love is called selfish, while that ecstatic love, which can adjust all contradictory or non-contradictory symptoms, is called direct selfless love. These selfless symptoms can again be divided into five groups: neutrality, servitude, fraternity, parenthood, and conjugal love. Such ecstatic love assumes a particular mode in contact with different objects of love. Neutrality. Neutrality can be further subdivided into general, transparent, and peaceful. An attraction for Krishna by the people in general or by children cannot take any specific or satisfactory position. It can be manifest sometimes in trembling of the body and changing of the color of the eyes to red, to white, etc., although there is no symptom of any particular affection. One old man was told by a younger man, "Oh, just see how this child, only 3 years old, is so jubilant. For simply by seeing Krishna, this child is running so swiftly, making a tumultuous sound. Just see." This is an instance of neutral ecstatic love in the heart of a child without any specific subdivision. Due to the different types of attraction for Krishna, there are different varieties of devotees. Their symptoms are manifested transparently, just like jewels. It is said that a great devotee Brahmana would sometimes address the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, and sometimes joke with the Lord using different kinds of familiar words. Sometimes the Brahmana would protect the Lord with a filial affection, and sometimes the Brahmana would cry out to the Lord, addressing the Lord as his beloved. And sometimes the Brahmana would meditate upon the Lord as the Supersoul. This all means that the Brahmana expressed his ecstatic loving symptoms in different ways at different times, but in each instance, because of ecstatic love, the Brahmana merged himself in the ocean of happiness and became situated in pure love. Thus, the Brahmana was a transparent medium, like a jewel, which shows reality in varying colors according to its own nature. When the great sage Narada was glorifying the pastimes of the Lord with his veena, the four Kumaras, headed by Sanaka, although merged in the impersonal conception of Brahman, were trembling all over. While another devotee once exclaimed, "Although I can achieve liberation simply by serving the devotees, my mind is still very much anxious to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily complexion is just like a dark cloud." When a devotee is so anxious to contact the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that can also be accepted as a symptom of neutral love. Pure and mixed flavors. Generally, A devotee of Lord Krishna may be placed into one of three groups. One group consists of those who are completely dependent on the merciful affection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another group consists of devotees who are dealing with Krishna on friendly terms. And the third group consists of those who are dealing with Krishna as his superiors with parental affection. These three classes of devotees gradually develop different relationships of transcendental mellow with the personality of Godhead. When the attraction for Krishna is based on only one particular humor, that humor is called kevala, or the pure state. One in this pure state of devotional service gradually develops the desire to follow in the footsteps of an eternal associate of Krishna, such as to follow in the footsteps of Rasala, the personal attendant of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, or to follow Krishna's friends like Sridhama and Sudama, or else to follow Nanda and Yashoda, devotees in parenthood. Ecstatic love for Krishna is never manifest directly with Krishna himself, for the devotee has to follow in the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. When transcendental humors in relationship with Krishna become mixed, for instance, when the relationships with Krishna in friendship, servitorship and parental love become mixed together, the result is called mixed humor or flavor. Such mixed transcendental flavors are manifest by such devotees as Uddhava, Bhima, and Mukara, the personal attendant of Mother Yashoda. Although devotional humors are sometimes found in mixtures, a particular humor is always found to be a prominent and constant factor, and that prominent humor is to be accepted as the devotee's main relationship with Krishna. For example, Uddhava is in relationship with Krishna as a friend, but in Uddhava's character, a trace of servitude to Krishna is also visible. Such friendship is called friendship in reverence. While the friendship typified by Sridhama and Sudama, however, is the standard of friendship without any tinge of reverence. Subordinate ecstatic love. The devotees who always think of Krishna as a superior are in subordinate ecstatic love. To such a devotee, the concept of inferiority to Krishna is very prominent, and one rarely takes interest in any other kind of transcendental loving humor with Krishna. In the Mukunda Mala Stotra, compiled by King Kulasekara, one of his prayers says, "O my dear Lord, you are the deliverer of living entities from the hellish condition of materialistic life. But that does not matter to me, for whether I am elevated to the heavenly platform, or remain on this earthly planet, or am dispatched to some hellish planet, that also does not matter to me at all. For my only prayer is that at the time of my death, I may simply remember your two beautiful feet, which are just like lotus flowers, fructifying during the autumn season." Friendship. As far as friendship is concerned, those high-grade devotees who are almost like Krishna are considered to be great authorities in the modes of friendly relations with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And on that friendly platform, there are different kinds of laughing and joking conversations. An example of such a friendly relationship with Krishna is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna was once thinking, "Today, while I was engaged in tending the cows in the pasturing ground of Vrindavan, I went to collect some flowers in a beautiful garden. And at that time, my friends, the cowherder boys, were unhappy even to tolerate a 2-minute separation from me. And when they found me, there was competition between us as to who would touch the other first with the flowers we had in our hands. And one friend criticized Krishna, "O my dear Damodar, although you have been defeated by Sri Dama and have become sufficiently minimized in strength by a false expression of strength, you have somehow covered your shameful condition of defeat." Parenthood or superiority? When Mother Yashoda heard that Krishna's cows were being forcibly moved by the strong servants of Kamsa, and that the tender cowherder boys were trying to protect their cows, Yashoda began to think, "Oh, how can I protect these boys from the invasion of Kamsa's servants?" This is an instance of a superior attitude in a devotee. As soon as Mother Yashoda found her son Krishna returning from the pasturing ground, Yashoda immediately began to pat Krishna, touching her fingers to the cheeks of the Lord. Conjugal love. Above even the humor of love between Krishna and his parents is the relationship of conjugal love. Krishna and the young gopis exhibit this in different ways, by glancing, moving the eyebrows, speaking very sweet words, and exchanging smiles. There is a statement in the Govinda Vilas to this effect. Srimati Radharani was looking for Krishna very anxiously and almost disappointedly. When there is such an indirect expression of conjugal love, there is smiling, astonishment, enthusiasm, lamentation, anger, dread, and sometimes ghastliness. These 7 exchanges of conjugal love form yet another state of ecstatic love. In a direct relationship of conjugal love, there is laughter, astonishment, chivalry, lamentation, anger, and dread. But there is no ghastliness. These expressions are considered to be great reservoirs of pleasure. And when these 7 kinds of ecstatic loving exchanges are manifested, they attain the status of steadiness by which the taste of conjugal love expands. Thus ends chapter 32 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Symptoms of Continuous Ecstasy, recorded March 30th, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.